Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning. It'll be just a moment. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Well, I can tell you that the enemy of your destiny is not happy about today's message, the conclusion from yesterday, or the fact that we're getting ready for 2018 to be the greatest year of our lives. Now, on yesterday's call, we began discussing seven things you can do today, last day of the year, in 2018. To make 2018 not only your year of deliverance, but the best year you've ever had in your life. Today should be a time of reflection and redirection. For a number of years, my wife and I have had a custom habit, actually since 1999. On New Year's Eve, we take time before, I'm going to do this before I get into the teaching. On New Year's Eve, we take time to sit down and write out a list of what we have to thank God for in the year. And then we make our goals for the new year. We've been doing this a long time. In fact, we started the year that everybody was worried about Y2K. You remember that? So it's something that we strongly encourage you to do. It's something that we feel like really allows you the end of the year praising God for what he's done as you move to the whole new year. And we're excited about your new year. And that's why we had, I think, some technical difficulties this morning, because there's an enemy of your destiny who is not excited about your future. Hallelujah. Okay, let's get up. Let's pick up where we left off yesterday. A brief review first. Number one, believe. Believe. There's an old saying. Thank you. There's an old saying that if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for everything. More promptly said, if you don't believe in the Word of God, then you're more likely to fall for the tricks, traps, lies, deception, and wiles the enemy throws your way. Believe that God is your miracle-working Savior who wants you and your family saved. He doesn't want you afraid or to doubt his miracle-working power. Your Heavenly Father wants to believe all things are possible for you. He wants us to believe that all things are possible for us because we believe. And when we do, then we'll receive what we believe. And when we believe, we'll receive power. Hallelujah. Number two, be a doer. Be a doer. You know what impresses God? What makes a difference with him? Romans 2:13 in the Message Bible says, merely hearing God's law is a waste of your time if you don't do what he commands. Doing, not hearing, is what makes the difference with God. God is impressed by what we actually do, not what we intend to do. Number three, confess what you want to possess. You know, the saying, confession is good for the soul, is more than just a wise old saying. It's a spiritual truth, if you will, a scriptural directive when you're walking with God. If we do not confess our sins and ask for his forgiveness, then we're in deep trouble now and eternity. 1 John 1:9 says, we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We confess our sins, he will forgive us. That's right. You heard it right. We confess our sins, he will forgive us of all unrighteousness. Number four, expect the best. From the moment we open our eyes in the morning, we need to begin expecting a supernatural move of God in our lives during the day. Psalm 5:3 in the New International Version says, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my rest request before you and wait in expectation. Begin your day expecting God's best. Number five, love others. Love as he loves us. Three people we need to love. First is God. John 14:15, Amplified Classic. If you really love me, you'll obey my commands. Second, love yourself. It's been said that if you don't love yourself, no one else will. Specifically, who we are in him, glorifying why we were created his image and after his likeness. Third, love everybody else. Mark 12:31, the Amplified Bible says, the second is like it, and is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. Bottom line, we're to love our neighbor as ourselves, then we got to love ourselves. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number six, be a giver. Be a giver. I could simply ask you to look at the bottom line of every page in the Bible that deals with seed time and harvest for tithes and offerings to see if there's an asterisk to any verse that excludes you from giving because you think you're broke or can't afford to give. Truthfully, looking at those pages in that scripture should settle the question of seed time and harvest giving once and for all. The excuses of those who say they can't afford to give, well, it just shows there's no exceptions, that it applies to everybody. See, we have to plant seed before we can ever expect a harvest or anything other than weeds. I've heard the comments, well-meaning, good intention, words of those who say they are going to do great things for the kingdom of God when they receive their financial windfall. I'll be honest, it's not going to happen. How can I be so sure these folks will never pay off the church mortgage or give $1 million or even significantly to their favorite church or ministry? Well, it's simple. It's not going to happen because what the Word of God says in Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If we don't sow what we've got right now, we'll never sow later on. And the seventh smart thing to do as you get ready, each of us, for 2018, is to move out of our comfort zone. We talk about the comfort zone a lot because the fact is, it is a hindrance to your success, a stumbling block to your destiny. And a favorite tactic of the enemy to keep us in a comfort zone. See, if we stay in the comfort zone, we will never leave nor surpass our current reality. Here are seven ways to get out of your comfort zone, and I need to do these quickly. First, realize why you are where you are. If you're working the same job in the same position you were 10 years ago, if you're still paying off the same debts, it's time for some self-examination on your part. Max Dupree, the business leader, once said, "We cannot become what we want to be by remaining what we are." We've got to know why we are where we are. Is it fear? Is it a desire to be comfortable in our surroundings and the things we do on a daily basis? Second, let go of what's holding you back. If we don't face our fears, they'll keep growing. If we don't face what we perceive to be our inadequacies, they'll be magnified. If we're wondering what people will think if we fail in a new endeavor, truthfully, we're worried about the wrong person. We need to be more concerned about what God thinks than anybody else in our circle of friends. Third, try something new. It's time to forget the way things used to be done or have never been done. If you limit your future because of your past, you'll always be blue. Let me say that again. If we limit our future because of our past, we'll always be blue. In fact, we could make that into a country and western song. God can't do something new as long as we're staying where we are. Fourth, good habits will move us up and out. Bad habits will bring us down. What's a habit? It's simply something you do so often that it becomes necessary. In other words, it's a behavior that you keep repeating. Negative habits breed negative consequences. Successful habits create positive rewards. What one habit would you like to have more than anything else in your life in 2018? And what one habit would you like to get rid of? Job 22:26, classic Amplified Bible. You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established, and the light of God's favor shall shine in your ways. Fifth, maybe you need somebody different in your foxhole. If you want to break free from your comfort zone, you may need to break free some of the people who have just been hanging around you. We've talked about this so many times. Now, it's important to understand that your attitude, speech, motivation, and behavior are directly affected by your friends and those you hang around. If they're comfortable in their comfort zone, they're not going to do anything to move. Do your friends encourage, discourage, or ignore your dreams, hopes, and plans for the future? Think about it. Think about it honestly. Six, travel from stupidity, bypass ignorance, arrive at wisdom. Hallelujah. But what will it take? What will it take different in the new year than last year to keep you motivated on your move from mediocrity to success, from just getting by to more than enough, from average to excellence, from your comfort zone to sitting on the throne with just of your kingdom? Being blessed because of your obedience to word. A successful person is always blessed and motivated by the successful testimony of others, knowing that it won't be long before they'll be joining them. Romans 12:15 classic emphasis. Rejoice with those who rejoice, sharing others' joy, and weep with those who weep, sharing others' grief. When we get as excited about somebody else's success as we are our own, we can watch out, because success is about to overtake us. Our future is in front of us, but we'll never discover it in our comfort zone. Believe, do, confess, expect, love, give, and get out of your comfort zone. And these are seven ways to do it. As I said at the beginning of the call, it's very important how you end this year and how you begin next year. To that end, God directed us to once again build a tabernacle for prayer for all of our partners, those who will give us the information we need to pray specifically. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And we'll start at midnight tonight. Hallelujah. If you have not sent a form in, responded to the email, go to heraldhearing.com and you'll see a letter that I sent out in the email. I just put it right there on the webpage. Down at the bottom, you can click a button and tell us, my fine wife Bev and I, how we need to pray for you, what we need to do. And then, it's there. Just take a look at it if you haven't responded. Because we're starting tonight at midnight. And that's how we'll finish the day tomorrow. Well, I tell you, I'm just not going to talk to you again until the new year. By the way, I apologize again for the glitch this morning. We're actually in California. For the first time, I'm seeing my four-week-old granddaughter. So I know what Paul and Janice and others feel like, getting on this call early in the morning. And anyhow, till tomorrow morning or tonight, we start praying for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.